The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us on the Forever Young Radio Show. Whether you're joining us on that radio dial or our podcast platform or Sirius XM, it's a pleasure to have you with us. For well over two decades, we've really focused on in ways to inform and educate every viewer or listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos.
I mean, someone can really get lost in that site, Dr. Mark. I'll tell you, I think, what do we have, 272 podcast episodes. You've cranked out 8 pages of articles just in the last 7 months. Then we have those great videos. So I really hope people will use americasnaturaldoctor.com as a resource, because that's why we established it, and that's why you work so hard to deliver this great content.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great content and up-to-date content, too. There's a lot of things changing the world of health and nutritional medicine.
Really good point, Dr. Mark. It's an ever-changing type of lifestyle we're all living out there, but the number one goal is to stay happy and to stay healthy. So today we're going to focus on that. We're actually going to talk about, you know, maybe some natural immune breakthroughs that you're not really hearing enough about. Some gagging that's being done with our medical profession, and some really good research and really good studies. So hope you'll stick with us for the remainder of the show today. Dr. Mark, every time we say hello in the first segment of our two-hour program, we always share a fantastic article that's been placed on health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. I know today we had decided we maybe wanted to share an article on rapid relief for anxiety. I mean, so many people out there are dealing with different types of issues when it comes to anxiety, panic attacks. You're seeing the prevalence of it rise and rise at the clinic, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. So let's talk about it a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we certainly see patients every day who are seeking relief from anxiety. They have symptoms like excessive and intense worry and fear about just, you know, oftentimes common situations they face in daily life, or it could be problems in relationships, at work. And so people, you know, because of their anxiety, it interferes with their daily activities. They may avoid certain places and situations. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to help anxiety, you know, including mental, emotional, spiritual, and medically too. Now, a lot of people in the Western world, I mean, they really resort to not treating the root causes, and they resort to pharmaceutical treatments. And in severe cases, you know, that is warranted and can be used for a period of time. It's not a great long-term approach. But remember, the benzodiazepines, the anxiety medications commonly used, like Xanax, for example, they can cause symptoms like drowsiness, dizziness, lightheadedness, memory problems, slurred speech, confusion, and they're addictive. So we certainly prefer to treat patients with anxiety, again, stress reduction techniques, exercise, diet, and in using supplements which help to calm the brain and nervous system without sedating the patient.
Right. And it makes sense if somebody's had an event in their life where something has changed so drastically, lost a loved one, lost a job, financial issues, or even the pandemic, that the changes that everybody have been going through. But do you think that's really all those things are just a driving factor, and perhaps not getting enough sleep, then you feel ragged the next day and run down? What are you really seeing, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's many different things going on. People's stress hormone cortisol is high as a response. That makes the brain to perceive more anxiety, revs people up, leads to insomnia, anxiety, elevated blood pressure, pulse, all these types of things. So again, from a natural perspective, we want to address, you know, where are the root causes. Sometimes, you know, you really can't get into that with a patient. They may be, you know, things they are dealing with counselors and all that, which is good. But we certainly want to help relieve their suffering.
Right. So when patients come to you, to the Stengler Center or Integrative Medicine, what are some of the recommendations you and the other doctors, like Dr. Angela Stengler, may recommend?
Well, we start with the core of things. Make sure they're eating a healthy diet, maybe like our modified Mediterranean diet, getting the sugars, excess caffeine down, which can aggravate anxiety. Make sure they're sleeping. If you're not sleeping and the body can't recover, including the brain at night, you're going to be much more prone to anxiety and depression the next day. Regular exercise. You cannot balance your stress hormones out if you're not exercising on a regular basis. But all the patients, again, with more moderate to severe anxiety, we need to use supplements for a period of time till their life situation balances out or calms down. So we'll use very non-toxic amino acids, which are calming to the brain and nervous system, like GABA, theanine, taurine. I also use a nutrient called myo-inositol, which has been shown to have a calming effect, even good at higher doses for panic attacks. So I usually use these things in a combination powder, a powder we carry called Relax Ease Powder. And our patients take, it comes with a little scoop. I have patients take, you know, this little scoop in water twice a day. And we have a very, very high response rate to patients doing that. If it's been really chronic stress, we want to give adrenal support. We use herbs like ashwagandha, rhodiola, eleutherococcus, things like that, which will help to maintain a better cortisol balance, bring down that high cortisol, and that we use a lot of our adrenal wellness product for.
Yes, this is a wonderful article, Dr. Mark. Our listeners can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, read this article on rapid relief for anxiety. And I believe you put one out recently on CBD for the brain and nervous system. If somebody is using CBD and they want to learn a little bit more, great article to read, right, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I published a medical journal article on that recently, too.
Pretty impressive. So again, go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, learn a little bit more about us, and we'll be right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC. M-A-R-K.
Welcome back, listeners. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined, as always, by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Before the break, we were sharing with you about our health breakthrough section that you can go on there and read a bunch of articles. We also have our podcast section as well. And Dr. Mark, we featured you on Dr. Axe's show this last week, and you had a wonderful conversation about outside-the-box cancer therapies, ways to be able to manage the situation, which you do a lot at your clinic. Wonderful program.
Yeah, we definitely covered the root causes at a deeper level, why people are susceptible to cancer, and then the better integrative and natural therapies.
Absolutely, and you can learn more about that on the website or by going to Mark Stengler on Facebook. We posted the episodes, so make sure you give that a listen when you have time. Dr. Mark, you put a really great article out, The Natural Immune Breakthrough. And again, this article could be found at Health Breakthroughs, and it is on quercetin. Let's talk a little bit about the C problem, which you do a nod to within this article.
Yeah, well, the C problem really is a code letter for a certain condition that's been going on the last 2 years, and it's affected millions of Americans. People are taking, you know, medications to treat it, vaccines to try and prevent it, and there's all sorts of controversies with it. But basically, you know, we're in a situation here in America where doctors are not really allowed to voice their medical opinions on the C problem. And there's a lot of suppression going on. So it's very frustrating from a lot of people's perspectives. This really hasn't happened in the history of medicine in this country. So that being said, we still want people to have, you know, the information that's coming out in the research. This isn't, you know, just some kind of theoretical thing. I'm talking about research that's been done on quercetin, very specific type of quercetin, and I think it's a really good natural agent that people should be aware of.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to talk about the quercetin factor and some of the studies. And even though a lot more people are talking about it, it's the way of the direction of which they're going to start taking. It's the vitamin D, C, zinc of last year. But quercetin's nothing new. Dr. Mark, I know that when you formulated the allergy wellness product, years ago, you put quercetin in it. But let's talk about that quercetin factor and why it's gaining such popularity.
Yeah, well, quercetin's what we call flavonoid. It gives fruits and vegetables a pigmented color. So you see like flavonoids and berries and dark greens and anything that's colored, really. You know, flavonoids are very powerful. They have anti-inflammatory effects. They have cardiovascular, cancer protective effects. Very powerful. Now, quercetin historically in natural medicine has been used for its anti-allergy and anti-inflammatory properties. It does have this antihistamine, natural antihistamine effect, which makes it hard for these cells we have, these immune cells called mast cells, from releasing histamine, which gives you a lot of your allergy symptoms. So it's a natural way of reducing histamine release without making the patient drowsy. Now, it's not as strong as medications, antihistamine medications, but nevertheless, it is effective when used at the right dose. And so we use it a lot here, of course, in the San Diego area. A lot of people have allergies throughout the year. And so quercetin is a great long-term natural substance that people can use.
Now, it's very interesting when we used to talk seasonal allergies. It seems like it's every season now that people are dealing with some environmental factor or something along the lines of that, Dr. Mark. And what I know about you and what I love about you most is that you're the research guy. So what kind of research has been coming out, especially recent research? I know there was one on, I think, Corsafit or something similar to that, that they utilized a particular raw material to show some really positive outcomes. What can you share, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, well, again, remember, of course, it has this reduction of inflammation effect in the immune system. So with this current, you know, C problem that's going on, people get an over-inflammatory response by the immune system. You get release of things such as cytokines and other substances called inflammasomes, which are damaging inflammation markers. And so anything you do naturally to help with excessive inflammatory response, you save tissue damage and a lot of the, you know, more serious effects people get from this C problem going on almost the last 2 years now. But in 2021, there was a study in the International Journal of General Medicine, so very mainstream, and they evaluated the potential effect of a highly absorbable form of supplemental quercetin. And in the study, they gave patients 1,000 milligrams for 30 days. And this was in 152 patients who had the C problem. And the patients were in the early symptoms of the disease. And what they found in this randomized study, so very good quality, they found a reduction in the frequency and length of hospitalization. And then also their oxygen needs were decreased and also reduced the progression to being in the intensive care unit, as well as the number of deaths. So very, very impressive with this natural agent. Yeah. And they also found it had a very high safety profile. It seemed to have anti-fatigue properties, seemed to help with appetite problems. And so they deemed in the study that quercetin is a safe agent in combination with standard care when used in the early stage of the C problem, and it could help improve early symptoms and prevent the severity of the C disease. So we've got that study. And then there's a second one done in 2021. It was a two-week study. Again, they use a highly absorbable form of quercetin, and we can talk more about that. And this was in 42 people who were not hospitalized with the C problem. And half the people got kind of your typical standard of care treatment. The other half received standard of care and the highly absorbable quercetin supplementation for 7 days. at 1,500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams a day for another 7 days. And then, so if they compared the two groups, compared the standard of care, those receiving the quercetin had a shortened amount of time from a positive C test to negative, as well as reducing symptom severity. So here we've got two recent studies on highly absorbable quercetin, and this is why, because there's not many natural agents studied other than things like vitamin D, for example. I'm recommending my patients use highly absorbable quercetin, you know, for the C problem, even preventatively. Now, of course, you can use it if you have it in combination, you know, with your doctor's supervision and care. But there is some research showing that it makes it harder for that C infectious agent to attach to your cell receptors. That's one of the mechanisms. And then, of course, the other is it reduces inflammation naturally really well, too.
Yeah, it just seems like that inflammatory factor is just something that drives so many issues with us, even when you're not talking about the C problem. So it's very interesting, Dr. Mark, and I love that you put yourself out there and you put this article, because for you, 26 years of being a naturopathic MD, your number one goal is to always find solutions and help your patients. And when you're being told that you can't really talk about these things, you can't really do that, it kind of goes against the oath you made in the early years when you first became a naturopathic MD. So I applaud you for going against the grain to do the right thing to be able to help your patients.
Well, think about it. I mean, these things I'm talking about are in mainstream medical journals. So, I mean, if you can't, I mean, what other criteria should be used to be able to talk to people about them? It's
right.
Very, very strange.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Very strange. Okay, so a couple of times you've said highly absorbable quercetin. Are there different types of quercetins out there? Should we be looking at some kind of a delivery system when supplementing with it? What can you add
to
that?
Well, that's always been the knock with quercetin. Quercetin is poorly absorbed through the gut. That's been known for a long period of time. So when in the past we've used, you know, the quercetin that was available, we had to have people take very high doses, you know, to get a therapeutic effect. And then just in recent times, very recent, like in the past year, they've come out with some forms which are highly absorbable. The form I've been using with patients, it's got the abbreviations EMIQ. It's a type of activated quercetin. And that's been shown to be 10 to 40 times more absorbable than regular quercetin. So let's say you're taking, you know, 250 milligrams in one capsule of this one. Well, that's, you know, equivalent to 2,500 to 10,000 milligrams of regular quercetin. So most quercetin capsules in the market are going to have 250 to 500 milligrams per capsule. I mean, who's going to take, you know, who's going to take 10 to 20 capsules a day? I mean, you'll be through a bottle. You'll be through a bottle in just a few days, you know? So anyways, the fact is you want it to be cost effective and you want it to work. And we want to duplicate what these studies use. And these were highly absorbable. So people can use regular quercetin. You just got to use mega doses. But of course, you know, we use the highly absorbable. So what I do for patients is I have them take two capsules a day preventatively. And then, you know, if you do come down with the C problem, you can take 4 to 6 capsules a day until you're doing better and under your, you know, your doctor's supervision there.
Right. When you hear something like phytosome, is that a delivery system? Is that a fat bond to it? I mean, tell us a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, there's different ways to help delivery systems, phytosome systems. Yeah, help with the absorption. Wrapping the molecules around in phosphatidylcholine, which helps absorption through the intestinal cells. So there are technologies to bypass the limitations to absorption. So yeah, the one, you know, that we're carrying is from a doctor's line, but I have made it available to just, you know, even non-patients. If they go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on our store, then you'll find that. And, you know, there's a lot of people getting this highly absorbable quercetin. My concern is maybe like what happened to the zinc and stuff earlier on in the C problem. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the supply gets depleted here pretty soon.
Oh, I really do believe it's going to be depleted soon. And that's why we're working hard. We have this great, you worked with your some of your networks to be able to get this to people. And then we're working on delivering our own. So just so you know, if you go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, you click on the health breakthroughs, this article, which is the natural immune breakthrough, links to certain products. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some products you can use in addition to it. You know, we still want you to use the vitamin D, give recommendations on that. But we're going to talk a lot more about this category. So please stay with us. And if you get lost along the way, americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Each Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Dr. Stangler is the author of over 30 books. I'm sure you know him very well. And also the founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine in Encinitas, California. If you'd like to connect with them in any way, the great hub we created is americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can join our free newsletter. You can order great supplements, listen to podcasts, order at-home test kits if that's what you prefer to do versus going to the doctor in person. Everything we have on there is to be of a resource to you. The only thing we always ask for in return is to share this with your friends and family so they also have an opportunity to read some of this great information. Dr. Mark, before the break, really taking us to class on quercetin, the studies, the benefits. But again, we can't just rely on one thing. And I know that even though you and I and your patients and our family members are all taking this, you still need to eat right. You need to try to do what's good for your body and incorporate some of the other very important nutrients or supplementation to kind of help the body balance out. So what are some of the other recommendations you like to make in addition to quercetin?
Well, of course, I always recommend the vitamin D. Very good studies on it in terms of the C problem. People are less susceptible to the problem, less severity of the condition. Most of our patients, we have them take a 5,000 unit capsule combined with vitamin K2 because, you know, this is a long-term thing. And we do recommend and have for a period of time now, when you're taking vitamin D, take it with K2. Because vitamin D not only helps your immune system and inflammation, it helps the absorption of calcium through the intestinal wall. And then vitamin K2 directs it to the bones. And so a lot of people are deficient in vitamin K2. I see this in blood tests all the time. They're not eating, you know, most Americans are not eating fermented soy products, which are high in K2. So that's important. The other big one we use, Kelly, which a lot of people are using, is zinc. Of course, very important. Zinc does have great immune effects to it. And then we have a unique formula called immune wellness. Now, the immune wellness has long-term immune supporters. You know, mushroom extracts such as maitake, coriolis, astragalus. These types of things used in Asian medicine for hundreds, thousands of years for immune support. Modern research shows they do have benefits on modulating the immune system long-term. So it's another way of getting the better technology in to help support the immune system. Other things you'll see in our list there, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams twice a day is a good general dose. And an interesting thing people are surprised to find out about is melatonin. Melatonin is a very potent immune enhancer. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory antioxidant, of course, helps with sleep. And while people use that at bedtime as well. Yeah, and well, it's coming out in the literature a lot in terms of its benefits for the immune system. I mean, of course, you sleep better, yeah. You get a better immune system, but it has direct effects itself, separate from the sleep, on the immune system.
referencing the immune wellness and the blend of those immune supporters for the mushroom extracts, it's interesting, Dr. Mark, I think we referenced it in previous shows. You were ahead of the curve on that too, because you wrote a book on it, I think in the early 2000s, and now the mushroom category and those extracts and the benefits of just so many different things are really coming to the surface. But you've been able to see that in your practice for almost two decades.
Yeah, it is a big category now. Now, there are problems, in my opinion, on the mushroom extracts out there. A lot of them don't use extracts that are concentrated, like in the published studies. And so people likely don't get a great immune response. And so I do use, in our immune wellness, the ones used in studies where we know you get a very good immune response. So there are some differences out there.
And I think on this show, our job is to help people who maybe don't know a lot about supplementation, who are really new to the health game and really just trying to do things to be preventative or to help with their family or their loved ones. And that's a big deal, Dr. Mark. So I want to talk about the zinc, because I think that's another one that is flying off the shelf. We have people ordering 10, 20 bottles. And granted, zinc is great. We need to incorporate zinc. It's very beneficial. But what is the difference between the zinc products out there? Can I just go to the corner pharmacy store, buy a white tab that's chalky and hope that I'm going to get the same benefit as other types of zinc out there? What is a superior form of zinc?
Well, it's a good point. And you'll find out a lot of nutrients. I mean, you have nutrients out there which are poorly absorbed, okay absorbed, and then very well absorbed. So we use a chelated form, and it's what we call the Albion zinc as glycinate chelate. And so that basically means that the mineral zinc is bound to something which helps with the absorption. And so in the industry, that's really one of the leading, if not the leading, forms of zinc. And so when we do that, you're going to get better cell levels of zinc. You're going to get less side effects like digestive upset, which a lot of people do get with zinc, you know, kind of poorly absorbed zinc products. It does cause nausea for a lot of patients.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. I think that zinc is so undervalued. I think a lot of people don't know its antioxidant properties or that it even supports over 300 enzymes that aid in metabolism, digestion, nerve function. It's more than just that inflammatory factor or immune support, right, Dr. Mark?
Oh, yeah, you're totally right. It's involved in hormone metabolism. For example, you need it in terms of thyroid production, testosterone production. So many effects with the zinc. You need it for skin health, hair health, and the eye health. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That's where I'm like, I think it's a little undervalued that people are just starting to take it in the last 18 months. So, but Dr. Mark, we have about 5 minutes before we go into our next break, but another article that you have recently posted on Health Breakthroughs at America's Natural Doctor, the big IV breakthrough. Let's talk about that article, Dr. Mark, because I was very impressed by what you put in here.
Yeah, well, as an integrative doctor, obviously I like to focus on nutritional and holistic methods in preventing and treating health problems. But, you know, when we need pharmaceuticals, especially the ones that are safer, we use those too. And there is a pharmaceutical which has been getting a lot of attention lately, at least in the integrative and holistic medical world. For some reason, it still seems to be ignored by the mainstream. But it's a medication which has been used historically to treat parasites. It's been prescribed billions of times around the world, and yes, billions, and has a very good safety record. And now there's increasing evidence that it has other effects for other kind of infections, like you see with this C problem that's going on. And so there's a doctor's group known as the FLCCC Alliance, and they've really highlighted and gotten out there as best they could into the media and to the public the benefits of using what I call IV, and people may know what that refers to as a shorthand, for the C problem that's going on. And so these doctors are interesting. A lot of them are hospitalists, so they work in the hospital, and so they're getting patients coming in, obviously, they have more severe problems with the C problem. And so they use whatever the research shows and where they find to be effective, because people are desperate to get good treatments. And they have found that IV, based on the scientific literature and their own experience, very, very effective. And here's what they have found in their summary. IV inhibits the replication of many of the microbes that are causing the C problem. It has potent anti-inflammatory properties. It diminishes the load of the organism that causes damage, prevents transmission of the C problem when taken pre or post-exposure. It quickens recovery, decreases hospitalization and mortality in patients with the C problem, and it leads to far lower case fatality in regions that are using IV on a widespread basis. And so, you know, it has over 63 trials. 21 are randomized controlled trials, been involved with over 26,000 patients. And, you know, in a general summary, they note that 86% improvement in 14 prevention trials, 73% improvement in 27 early treatment trials, 40% improvement in 22 late treatment trials, 61% improvement in 25 mortality results, and 60% improvement in 31 randomized controlled trials. So this isn't something, you know, it's had a couple small, you know, trials in various parts of the world. I mean, you can see there's a tremendous amount of literature on there. And even though it's not FDA approved, of course, vitamin D is not FDA approved for the C problem either. I mean, there's a lot of doctors like myself who are using it with patients preventatively or for treatment, you know, to help people to be more proactive with this C problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was blown away by the stats. I mean, you generally don't see something that many, you know, 63 trials, 21 randomized controlled trials, 26,000 patients. I mean, that's kind of unheard of when you're looking at something along this area, Dr. Mark, and getting it out there for everybody to be able to understand. And I think it's interesting. I think when we put this article out, you start hearing from people, how do I get it? Where do I get it? And again, if you're going to work with Big Ivy, you want to definitely work with a doctor. I see a lot of people talking about going to farm stores. And Dr. Mark, that should not be an avenue people are going down.
Yeah, I mean, it is used in a veterinary world for animals, including horses and things like that. But obviously, you want to get the, you know, the proper dose and form for human use.
Yeah, so when we come back, I want to pick your brain on what happened to off-label prescriptions. You know, just some other things that we've talked about, some pickups of our earlier conversation, and just giving the facts out there to the consumers so they can make an informed decision for themselves. Again, listeners, if you get lost along the way, go and visit us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Right back after the break. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation about some very cutting-edge things on based on research studies and knowledge and sharing. And again, if you listen to this program, please share this with your friends and family. Dr. Mark, before the break, we were talking about an article you wrote, Big Ivy Breakthrough, under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We were sharing the impressive stats when it came to clinical trials, the amount of patients involved. But in this article, you also share a little bit about what happened to off-label prescriptions. Let's talk about that.
Well, yes. I mean, doctors have always had the ability to prescribe what's called off-label prescriptions. So it's not specifically recommended for a condition, but, you know, it could be used for a condition. And that's, you know, called off-label use. Even the FDA states on their website that from their perspective, once the FDA approves a drug, healthcare providers generally may prescribe the drug for an unapproved use when they judge it is medically appropriate for their patient. So, you know, here we got a situation for whatever reason, you know, our government isn't recommending this, although it is in other countries for the C problem, recommending IV. Look, we just talked about these 61 trials, you know, and it's got a very good safety record. So why wouldn't a person use it for an off-label prescription use, which is totally legal and not very common in America? Matter of fact, more than one in five outpatient prescriptions written in the United States are for off-label therapies. So, but Kelly, there's another issue though. So just about 3 weeks ago, your regular pharmacies stopped allowing doctors to fill prescriptions for IV. They didn't note, you know, safety issues or anything like that. So now when we prescribe it, we have to prescribe it from generally compounding pharmacies, which are legitimate, but they're not as, you know, plentiful as regular pharmacies.
Let's talk about the proper use. If somebody does get their hands on some and they're working with a doctor, what is the proper use or recommendation that was shared in some of this research?
Yeah, well, there's two ways, you know, that FLCC group recommends it, but I pretty much follow too. You can take it preventatively, you know, until things kind of calm down in your area. It depends on your body weight, but usually for most people, it's around 12 to 15 milligrams. People are taken 1 to 2 times a week. If one has the C problem, you can go up to, you know, double that dose for 5 days or longer. Is a pretty common way that it's being used.
What are you doing at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine? Is this something you're able to incorporate for your patients and new patients?
Yeah, we're doing a lot for patients. If you're not a patient, you could, you know, set up a visit via telemedicine, phone, or in person, you know, to get this. I mean, again, you know, we have to have a consult with a patient, even though it's very safe. That's just, you know, the way you have to go through things, the hoops legally. Or, of course, you know, see if there's a doctor in your area. Typically, you're just your regular practitioners. I mean, a lot of them just won't do it. It's kind of unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. So, nevertheless, you need a prescription. And so, you know, our clinic's one resource, or, of course, look for someone, you know, in your area.
Right. Now, if you want to learn more about becoming a patient, you can call 855-DOC-MARK. That's 855-DOC-MARK, or go to America's Natural Doctor and click on the clinic link, which you can learn more. Really need to make some lifestyle changes as well, Dr. Mark.
Well, yes. Always start, again, with a diet and lifestyle and stress reduction. That's just key to a healthy immune system. But our immune system is very complex. It's very intricate. And it relies large in part on our nutrition, including nutrients. And this is why, you know, because the C problem is so, you know, highly contagious, we're recommending extra immune support. We talked about the quercetin, the specially absorbed form, like our EMIQ, in the high absorption, very, very important. The vitamin D, I think, is essential. The zinc, I think, is, you know, one of the mainstays you need as well. I think our immune wellness makes a lot of sense. If you're the type of person, maybe get sick easy, you haven't done well with infections in the past, for example, I think our immune wellness is very important. Vitamin C is good just in general. And then we talked about the melatonin having good immune effects and helping to reduce inflammation as well. So, you know, a lot of people just need to take several of these things to get a well-rounded nutritional immune support. And people want to be proactive, and I don't blame them. I mean, who wants to just, you know, quarantine for another year, or, you know, you've got to be out and about doing certain things. So, again, we want to be more proactive.
Yeah, great point, Dr. Mark. And I know another thing, especially we've done shows on long hauler syndrome and people dealing with the effects after the pandemic, really wanting to support brain health too. What do you recommend for that? I know it's not on this list, but any way we could do, like, I'm taking higher doses of fish oil. I don't know if you're doing the same, or just incorporating some additional things just to really support the health of your brain, encourage mental health. Anything that you recommend for that?
Yeah, well, the C problem, if people get it, and some people have this long hauler syndrome where it lasts a long time, we want to decrease the inflammatory response. That includes the brain. So, yes, higher doses of fish oil, very important. I think a good turmeric extract I'd highly recommend as well.
Great, Dr. Mark. Appreciate that. When we make these supplement recommendations, we're generally making it for adults. But we have so many people chiming in. Goodness, what should I give to my children? Should my children be on a vitamin C? Should they be on a D? What are you seeing with that category, Dr. Mark?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, children definitely should be on vitamin D. You know, lower body weight certainly could use a lower amount. I mean, it's not uncommon. Kids get 1,000 to 2,000 units a day. Or they could take, like, the 5,000 every, you know, 2 or 3 days. I think kids on a multivitamin makes a lot of sense. And, you know, if they're old enough to swallow capsules, I mean, I'm a big fan, again, of this highly absorbable quercetin for its great anti-C effects that we're seeing in the recent research.
Yeah, because that's the interesting part. Before the pandemic and everything happened, we all would joke about back to school because our little ones were just these little germ magnets. You have first week, you have people getting the flu, a cold, a cough. And it's interesting. I had a friend who... they recently went back to school on Monday. Within 4 hours, she got an email that someone had had the situation and the kids were taken out of school again. So I think we're going to see a lot of that going into this fall season. We can't just cross our fingers and hope nothing happens to us or we don't come across it. We have to take a preventative approach to really take control of the health of our family and work with a really good doctor. And that's why I've always gone to the category of naturopathic MD, like you are, Dr. Mark, because you can treat in conventional and you also have the recommendations to, okay, let's think outside the box. Let's go on research and incorporate some foods or decrease foods or supplements within your day to day.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, this integrative approach works the best. No doubt about it. And so you can see even in my recommendations for the C problem, it's a combination, a lot of nutritional things, all natural things, and then, like I said, the one pharmaceutical to have on hand makes a lot of sense, too.
Definitely. And so, again, if you want to learn more about the clinic, you can call 855-DOC-MARK. That's 855-DOC-MARK. And if you're interested in some of the products that we're recommending that we use at the clinical level, you can learn more under the Shop tab at America's Natural Doctor. But we've made it very easy for you to learn more. Simply, if you go to the Health Breakthroughs, you click on the articles we've been sharing, there's links to each particular category to learn more about the ingredients in those supplements, why we pick them. And again, these aren't ones that you'll find like we're just throwing together on Amazon. These are done and used at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. So, Dr. Mark, I know you. I know Dr. Ange for a long time, but you're testing blood work. And that's the coolest part because you can see the difference of when someone initially comes in and then when you retest with some of these protocols, and it's making a big difference in their life.
Well, yeah, we do see it on the blood work, and we check nutrient levels more than, you know, the vast majority of doctors do. We check a whole host of nutrient levels, and, you know, we see people, the average person with multiple nutritional deficiencies. So you got to get in the diet and their supplements. There's no other way to do it, and once you do that, it helps your energy, helps your cognitive function, your mood, and, of course, you know, helps your immune system like we're talking about here.
And is there any words of encouragement that you can give to people out there as we do go into a different sector and we do maybe experience another shutdown? Any words of motivation, especially when it comes to that mental health sector?
The mental health? Well,
yeah.
I mean, for me, I just remember God's in control. You know, there's always a purpose behind everything. Maybe we got to do some self-reflection as, you know, as individually and as a nation.
Yes.
And, but, you know, ultimately I don't have fear over the whole thing. I mean, a lot of our listeners, including myself and you, were very healthy. Our chances of dying from the C problems, you know, extremely remote. Although it does happen to people, and I've seen it even happen to relatively healthy people. But, you know, I think it's just a good time for self-reflection and our priorities. But that also includes prioritizing how people are taking care of their health, because there's a lot of literature out there. People that are in good health, weight-wise, you know, the diet they eat, how their sleep is. I mean, it obviously has very protective effects on their immune system.
Thank you so much for the time today, Dr. Mark, and for you putting together all this great content so we can educate and share it with our listeners and your patients out there. Really great information. Again, you can learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.